Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at the Disney and 20th Century Fox merger. It's a lot of great stuff. There's a lot of cool things coming out of it. We're really excited. And yesterday, you know, we kind of looked at how we got here, how Marvel sold off properties and now trying to get everything back under one umbrella. And to talk about what the future has, not only officially, but speculatively, like what we would like to see, we have Jess back on the show. Jess, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We got over that little hangover yesterday, so ready to do it all over again.
Yay!
It's amazing what naps and aspirin and greasy food can do.
Indeed.
It's wonderful. But yeah, so yesterday we talked a little bit about, like you said, getting everybody back under one roof, and it's that the House of Mouse is where they're at. And today I kind of I wanted to talk a little bit about where we're going, you know, what we can expect to see. And really, when we talk a lot off mic, we send messages back and forth all the time, like, oh, this would be cool, this would be cool. Maybe kind of talk a little bit about those also.
Word.
Let's go. Yeah, so what are some things that we can hope to see, you know, as much as you can not really kind of sort of tell us?
Okay, some things I'll throw out there. Look for some new related occupants in the old Avengers Tower. Look for some team ups, as far as X-Men and Avengers. There's a certain team name out there that I think people can look up, starts with an I. Look for a certain fantastic villain. Look for an ultimate storyline that is going to be ridiculously sick. Before this deal went through, there were 22 films planned. That is already, just in the past week, been pushed up to 27. So, it's insane. It is insane.
I'm super, super looking forward to it. I do have a question, though, for you.
Okay.
We talk about all these projects and things. And next year, we see Marvel releasing Black Panther, Infinity War, and Ant-Man and Wasp. And over at 20th Century Fox, they have New Mutants, Deadpool 2, and Dark Phoenix. So that's six movies next year between the two. Is that going to be a pattern that they keep up with? Or is it just going to be, you know, maybe one a quarter? Or how many movies can we hope to expect in a given year?
With the 20th Century Fox Studio now falling under a label like with Pixar and Lucasfilm, the X-Men are now back under Disney's control, the New Mutants are not. The New Mutants will continue with their storylines. Deadpool is the wild card in all of this, because Deadpool could solely interact on his own, or he could be an X-Men, as he has been. He's now interacting with Cable and Domino in the newest film. So he could very well cross over. Now, please note that Disney does not do our films. Now, the allowance has been that with continuing with what they normally had planned, Deadpool would remain R. But if he happens to cameo in an X-Men film in the future, he very well could get bleeped out, which could be good and bad, depending on how you look at it. I know the Phoenix Saga is a trilogy, and I know the New Mutants is supposed to be the beginning of a trilogy. I do not know how many movies are planned for Deadpool. I know that a third one will happen, but past that, I have no idea. And again, like I said before, there were 22 movies planned for the MCU in the future. Now that's 27. And that's not counting what's happening with New Mutants and the Dark Phoenix Saga and Deadpool. So that's counting potential future X-Men and Fantastic Four films, with the already packed slate with Captain Marvel and Strange 2, and also introducing a couple more Marvel characters into the universe. And you can expect about 5 to 8 new Marvel characters in the next 5 years, not including the original roster of Guardians of the Galaxy. So the slate of movies on schedule is insane.
When do you think we can expect the first one of these new collaboration movies? I know a lot of people are hoping to see a Clawpop cameo or something at the end of Infinity War, but realistically, I mean, how soon do you think we can see something?
I would actually expect something as soon as 2020. There's a reason these movies have been untitled for a long time. It's not because we didn't know what was going to happen. It's because you can't let the cat out of the bag yet.
Right.
Kind of like what I said yesterday with Spidey, the deal with Spidey being on hold, and so Black Panther was put in Civil War, and then the deal went through, and then he was put in as well. The Spidey movie had always been planned, but you have to get through the red tape. And the same goes with these others. These movies have been planned for a while, but you got to cut through the red tape. And I'd say 2020 is very realistic. Things have been pushed back before. Black Panther was supposed to come out in November. Thor was supposed to come out earlier. Everything just got pushed back about 6 months for both movies to make room for Spidey. So I think we could bet on seeing Thanos enforcing that reality gem in Infinity War, and a couple of untitled movies suddenly get titles in the next 8 or so months. And yeah, I'd say 2020 is very realistic for the first crossover film.
Nice. What movies are you personally, you know, technically we are on the right, but like, what movies are you hoping to see? What do you want to see come out of this?
From this deal, I would love to see Doom done right. I want to see Iron Man and the Fantastic Four versus Doom. If there was ever a note for Robert Downey Jr. to go out on, that's it right there. Forget the possibility of him being killed in Infinity War. If there was an ending for him that I want to see, it's that. I want to see them moved into Avengers Tower and fighting Doom. Tony Stark with Reed Richards versus Victor Von Doom would be outstanding. I would love to see that. That's what I hope to get out of it. That and the Illuminati.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Professor Xavier, Beast, Reed, Black Panther, Black Bolt, Iron Man. Yes. I would love that as well.
The elephant in the room, who would you like to see take over the role of Wolverine? I know my answer is no one. Just promote Laura X-23. You know, in the comics, Laura's Wolverine now. Like, not, she's not X-23 yeah. anymore. She's actually Wolverine. But what's your take on Wolverine?
I feel like if someone is cast for Logan again, that they need to start with an actor no younger than 40. Do not cast the young next big thing. Cast another scruffy guy that's used to playing the tough guy role. I've really not thought about who could take up that role and really do it justice. So that is a tough one. That one I would have to think about and get back to you on, because I cannot see anyone else right now in that role but Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
He is my Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. You play a role, 9 times? You're going to be ingrained.
I think the good thing about him, he has said that he thinks his time has passed for the character within the MCU. However, he still doesn't have an aversion to coming back. So, there's a chance for flashbacks. There's a chance for time travel storylines and running into him. Anything could happen. Okay. But I think it is important to pass that torch on. So with great anxiety, bring on the new cast.
Yeah. It's going to be hard, but I think that also helped differentiate the old from the new. These are still the X-Men, but they're the all-new X-Men, as they have been so many times in the comics, just kind of reset. Because I know they've had a couple of continuity resets in their own franchise, so this would be a nice little breath of, oh, hey, here's who the X-Men are now. And I think it would be, just kind of start a clean slate with all of them would be the way to go.
I'll tell you this. I cannot stress enough being excited to hear the 90s theme song happen when the Marvel titles go by.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I'm pretty sure I applauded when the original Spider-Man theme played at the beginning of Homecoming. So, yeah, I am thrilled to death that we're about to get Jim Lee 90s-inspired costumes on screen. And I think the only way you can truly bring back that nostalgia is to hear that theme song. So I'll try very hard not to be incredibly critical if you give me the theme song.
Yeah, I think I'd probably just giggle. I was the same way when in Spider-Man Homecoming, the people I went with, they didn't see it or they didn't hear it. And I was like, come on, guys, that's Spider-Man. That was an awesome, awesome little nod of the hat. And it was really cool. So we got a lot of movies coming out. We're up to 27. You've talked, about the movies you want to see, the crossovers you want to see, what we need to keep an eye out for and everything. I guess what my final question for you today is, where do they go next now that they have everybody under one roof, you know, are we, do you go for like the Squadron Supreme stuff, or do you kind of take a minute and get all your Donald Ducks in a row before you start going out and getting more things, or where do you think the next move is?
I actually think next move is Avengers versus X-Men. I think eventually they'll come to terms, but the best way to keep the momentum going is an AVX movie storyline. Not to mention the fact that if everything goes the way I think it's going to go, especially from hearing certain things, I guess I'll say, about the way Infinity War is going to end. The Sokovia Accords would be null and void. We would get a Superhuman Registration Act, and I think that would change the dynamic of a lot of things within the MCU. Also, you have these people, and we've talked about this before, people that have just been casually mentioned within the MCU. Helen Cho, who's the mother of Amadeus Cho, the totally awesome Hulk in the comics right now. You had the Prowler in Spider-Man Homecoming. He mentioned, I don't like these weapons on the street because my nephew lives on the street. His nephew was Miles Morales. When we have the scene with Sidwell on the rooftop in Winter Soldier, and he says that Zola's algorithm is tracking people, Valedictorian in Iowa City, news anchor in Cairo, that's Moon Knight. That, you know, just they're going to have to end this with a changed roster to keep the momentum going, to keep people wanting to come to the theater. And these people haven't just been casually mentioned without eventually showing up on the screen. So I think when you finally get down to it, we'll have a whole new roster of Avengers. And eventually they're going to clash with the X-Men. And I think that would keep things fresh and keep the audience coming back for the next 20 films. I think the future is really bright. And there's a pretty vast amount of story arcs that could be traveled down. Yep. So we'll see how it goes. Nice. But I would love to see AVX on the big screen. I think that would be dynamic.
Yeah, I talked about it on Wednesday's show the other day about how they can make it work and everything. But that's awesome. Jess, thank you so much for being on the show this week. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
And we will actually have Jess back in a few weeks when we do our 500th episode celebration. We got some cool things planned for all of y'all, so make sure you stay tuned over the next few weeks for that. Jess, if people want to keep up with you and all of this news and stuff, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, if you were on the Facebook, you need to follow Marvel, the blue check mark, Marvel page. Follow Marvel. Also, the Marvel Studios page. If you like to follow any specific Marvel characters, follow all of the blue check mark. That's me and my people. Also, Marvel.com, we're starting to do a lot of really cool different stuff, and we're getting back into the webzines and things like that, so follow along at Marvel.com as well, but that's where you can find me doing the most, making the most announcements. Right now, really checking out the international Black Panther trailer right now, so the buzz from that has been really fun, and I hope to hear some good feedback from everybody.
Nice. Well, yeah, make sure you go check that out. And while you're out there, check us out. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We love to hear from you. And we, as everybody on the network, we have Colby and Derek over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, collectively Blah Blah Podcast out there, and they have a lot of good stuff going on. If you like what you listen to, make sure to hit that like, comment, share, and subscribe button on whatever platform you're checking this out on. We do appreciate it. It helps us out. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just want to talk, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I look forward to each and every single one of those. So that wraps it up for us this week. Everybody have a safe and happy weekend. Again, I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time. I do, but I'm thinking too much and I'm studying how they toss the dice. It had to be simpler back in the day when our folks were pretty certain they could find someone. Now none of it's a sign, we just want a date, whether deaf or blind or dumb. I look at your number and wonder if I should call you up and invest a dime in a